This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A pause now for some talk about the business of talk among teenagers, specifically, and what passes for talk for them. Mobile messaging on apps like Snapchat and Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and something called Kik. That's K-I-K. We learned two things about it this morning. One, that umpteen million teenagers in this country are using it. And B, Tencent, the Chinese company behind the Chinese messaging giant WeChat, has sunk $50 million into it with the idea of making it the WeChat of the West. Marketplace's Nova Sappho explains.
Here's how to think of the mobile messaging landscape, says Julie Ask of Forrester Research.
This is just a giant chessboard that about 10 global players are trying to fill in.
Ask says different messaging apps tend to be popular in different countries, and the Tencent Kik deal is a land grab for the US and Canada. That's because messaging apps have not been as widely adopted here, and there's no dominant player yet.
If you have a lot of users, and if you're associated with a company that has a lot of users, you got a better shot.
That's mobile analyst Jeff Kagan. But building a big user base is just the beginning. Making money is all about what comes next. Kik's founder Ted Livingston said as much at a public forum at the University of Waterloo in Canada.
The thing we're thinking about now is what you could build on top of chat. And really what we're looking at as a model for that is what's happening in China with WeChat.
WeChat, with 400 million active users, has become a platform which offers things like online games, e-commerce, and mobile payments. It also connects users with brands to bring in advertising dollars. The app helped parent company Tencent pull in more than $1 billion in profit last quarter. Kik now wants to do the same.
The question we're asking is, could we leverage that popularity to do sort of the WeChat platform play in the U.S.?
A lot of others are asking that same question. Facebook Messenger, with the biggest share of users, has been building out its platform. Ditto for Snapchat. Julie Ask of Forrester says Tencent and Kik have their work cut out for them.
But it's a very competitive landscape here in the U.S.
We may have gotten a late start, she says, but there's a lot to be gained in catching us up quickly. I'm Nuva Safu for Marketplace.